Paul Shelton, would you give him the closing, please?
Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So move, Mayor.
We have a motion, a second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of resolution 2022-08, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2021-22 fiscal year budget. Ms. Oxford.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the third quarter budget adjustments for fiscal year 22. In the general fund, there is a request to transfer in funds of $3,681,801 received from the American Rescue Plan Act for revenue replacement. In the general fund, there is a request in the Parks Department to increase revenue and capital costs by $5,000 for a rotary donation that will be used to purchase a shade structure for the spring park at the Flumes. And in the Airport Improvement Fund, there is a request to increase revenue by $59,000 and capital costs by $74,000 for an American Rescue Grant that will be used to replace the flooring at the Cavern City Air Terminal. This will conclude the third quarter budget adjustments.
Question or comment from Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Thank you.
Mayor, these were presented to the Budget Committee and they passed unanimously, and I move for approval. Do we have a motion to approve?
Second.
Second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Number three, City of Carlsbad Financials, January 2022, Ms. Salcido.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you a brief summary of the city's cash position as of January 2022, the seventh accounting period for fiscal year 22. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $95.9 million and an ending cash balance of $94 million. The city's revenues of $61.8 million are $73,000 favorable to the $61.7 million budget and on target. The city's labor costs of $31.5 million are $893,000 favorable to the $32.4 million budget and 2% below target. The city's operating costs of $27 million are $96,000 favorable to the $27.1 million budget and on target. The city's capital costs of $5.6 million are $20 million favorable to the $25.6 million budget and 45% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been a decrease of $1.9 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Question or comment from Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Thank you.
Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, the form request that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Rowe to briefly discuss C1.
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, C1 is the agreement with the New Mexico Department of Transportation to install road lighting at 62180 and the intersection of Old Refinery Road. The city will be responsible for the electrical service to those lights and the maintenance of that lighting equipment.
And I'll question or comment from Mr. Lowe. Thank you, Mr. Lowe.
Make a motion to approve, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve. Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Wolfishein.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five, consider approval of request for a restaurant, A, beer and wine liquor license with on premises consumption only for RR Pizza LLC, doing business as Pizza Inn at 3005 National Park Highway. Applicant Ruben Ramirez. Principal.
Yeah. Mayor, members of the council, a couple meetings ago, we had a similar request for the Pizza Inn located on Pier Street. Mr. Ramirez is back tonight for the other location located on National Park Highway. Mr. Ramirez is requesting a beer license for that premises as well. So I'll stand for any questions.
Questions or comments, Mr. Lowe? Chair, move for approval. We have a motion to approve. And second, the further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Wolfishein.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of request for water service outside city limits from Monarchy Country RV Park for property located at 2007 County Road. Mr. Cass.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, before you deny this request for water service at 2007 County Road. The property currently has water outside the city limits, but due to a change in ownership, they're required to reapply and go before the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners, which they did and was recommended for approval by that body, and this is brought to you. This is a small RV park on County Road just outside the city limits of Carlton. It would be subject to our normal 2.5 times the normal rate for city water.
Questions or comments for Mr. Cass?
Mayor, if I could.
Councilman?
Casey, how many small, what's small these days?
I mean, this is I think it's less than 10. I'm not the exact number. This has been before us several times. It's been for several times.
Didn't we okay a bunch of these already on County Road, or is this the same one?
This is the same one, but it due to an ownership change, they have to reapply. It doesn't go from owner to owner.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions for Mr. Cash? Thank you, Mr. Cash.
Mayor, this was to be presented to the Water Sewer Board and passed unanimously. It was their intent to go ahead and transfer this, and I make a motion to approve.
We have a motion. Second, the further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Wolfishein.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2022-09.
Mr. Chavez.
Authorizing the city of Carlsbad's participation in municipal arterial program project administered by the New Mexico Department of Transportation for the pavement rehabilitation project for 8th Street and 6th Street. Mr. Cass.
No, you don't.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. Before you deny staff is requesting approval to apply for the municipal arterial program. This program requires us to connect two state highways with an arterial street. If you'll remember, we have 6th Street from Lee Street to Texas, you know, a couple of years ago in our pavement improvement. This we're applying to do from Pier Street to Church, then jump over to 6th Street and go from 6th to Texas, which will effectively connect that arterial route through Carlsbad between two state highways. Our request this year will be for $80,000 total for the project. 75% of that will be paid by NMDOT at $60K, and $20,000 city match will be required.
Questions or comments for Mr. Cass?
Mayor.
Councilor.
Casey, is it, are they going to mill it, or are they going to just put that slushy stuff down that they've done all over the city?
Well, due to the amount of funding NMDOT has available in this, we try to find out what they're going to disperse and try to hit that spot. $80,000 will let us put a double penetration of micro seal and patch the cracks of the street before that.
Further questions? Mr. Cass?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve it. Your second. Any discussion? Call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Lee Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Wallace?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number eight, consider approval of resolution 2022-10. Resolution authorizing to apply for a local government road fund grant for a pavement rehabilitation project for multiple streets between Mermont Street and Church Street. Mr. Cass.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, staff is seeking approval to put in for the local government road fund grant, which is another NMDOT program that comes available each year. A little bit more money available for this, but again, the double penetration of micro seal and patching and crack sealing is an option to make those dollars stretch farther. The project cost on this one is about $204,000, which would also be in the form of a 75% from NMDOT, which is approximately $153,000, and a 25% city match of $51,000.
Mr. Cash, can you name those streets that will be paid?
We are doing North Maple, North and West Ash Street. If you see the map, you can see that Ash curves back in there, and North Elm, and that will be from Church to Mermont. And also North Olive, my apologies.
Question for Mr. Cash? Thank you, Mr. Cash.
I would like to commend the city for going after these funds there. I mean, these are some really good use of funds, and it's a good job for the city and how we move forward.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Lee Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number nine, consider approval of resolution 2022-11. Resolution requiring the removal of weeds and debris at 1302 and 1304 West Church Street, owned by Michael Anthony Braddock. Ms. Boyd.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This resolution involves property at 1302 and 1304 West Church Street, which is in a residential area near the intersections of Church and Olive Street. And it is, consists of two vacant lots. The Eddy County Assessor's Office lists a Michael Anthony Braddock as owning or having an interest in the property, and his address is P.O. Box 1594 in Carlsbad, New Mexico. The property appears to be vacant, has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been to the property. The property is a problem, and complaints about weeds on the property and the alleyway has come to the attention of code enforcement. The weeds are throughout the property, as you can see from the original pictures. The property has been inspected by city code enforcement and the fire marshal, and they have found that the property remains out of compliance to applicable codes. The fire marshal specifically found the property presents an extreme fire hazard to respond to firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared, which, if adopted, would require the property owner to remove all the weeds from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. The certified copy was mailed from my office to the owner at the address records of the county assessor at P.O. Box 1594 in Carlsbad, New Mexico. And your packet at your desk, you should have updated photographs from March the 4th that shows the very most recent condition of the property.
Questions or comments from the floor?
Mayor, not from Mr. Lee, but just commending administration and staff for bringing more and more of these to us. We used to see one every 3 months, now we see three every agenda. I know that everybody in town is feeling a little frustrated with the way things have kind of gotten away, and nobody likes living next door to it. So thank you, and thank you for your taking the initiative to get that done. So it's an excellent season.
Is that a motion?
I think that's a motion.
I think I'll second. I think it is too. It's a good motion. And second,
yes.
No further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Motion passed. Item 10, consider approval of resolution 2022-12. The resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 1301 North 8th Street, Oma, Amy, County. Ms. Boyette.
Mayor, members of the council, this is property located at 1301 North 8th Street, which is located in a residential neighborhood near the intersection of 8th and Legion. As you recall, we just did some nearby property recently. It's a couple of doors down from that one. This is a residential property, and the owner is listed as Amy Cowday, who either owns or has an interest in the property. And her address is a few doors down at 1307 North 8th Street. The property appears to have a residence that's vacant and unoccupied and has not been maintained, although it is boarded up partially. The property has been a problem for some time. There's dead grass and weeds throughout the parcel, as well as a large dead tree in the back of the house. There's trash and debris on the property. Code enforcement has made contact with a neighbor who claims to be somehow related to the property owner, and they indicated they would relate the concerns of code enforcement to the owner, but so far there's been no response. The property has been inspected by the city code enforcement and the fire marshal, and they have found that the property remains out of compliance with the applicable codes, and the fire marshal has inspected the property and has found that it presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared, which if adopted would require the owner to remove all weed and debris from the property within 30 days of the service of the resolution. On February 28, 2022, my office sent a certified letter to the address on record, but no response has occurred. Updated photographs should be at your desk, dated March 7th, yesterday, so you can see the current condition of the property. And, you know, as we all know, this is the entrance into Carlsbad when people arrive here from out of town.
Questions or comments from this?
Mayor,
Council?
Denise, we're going after the building and the whole thing, right?
Right now it's just the debris on the outside. We have not inspected the interior of the building.
How do you do that when you have a residence that has all boarded up, and how do you?
If it's boarded up, then as long as homeless and other transients are not accessing it, unless it presents an extreme hazard inside that we are able to detect, then we generally don't go against the actual law to condemn the building itself. Now, sometimes though, if you see the roof collapsed or something like that, or say the branches fall on the roof and it appears that the building is structurally unsound, then we can proceed to a condemnation to remove the building itself. So it's kind of a two-step process, typically.
Okay. And if they clean up the property, we're going to leave it alone, right?
Unless and until there's signs of the structure itself being unstable.
Boarded up windows. Okay.
Now, if it wasn't boarded up and people were accessing it, it might be a different thing, plus that would allow us to see into it.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Morgan.
Mayor, I'll make a motion for approval.
We have a motion?
Second.
And a second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Neemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walshire?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
And Mr. Carter?
Yes.
And Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Number 11, consider approval of resolution 2022-13, a resolution requiring removal of the Legion debris at 406 Hackett Street, owner Michael Pockers. Ms. Morgan?
Members of the council, this property is located at 406 Pompa Street and is in a residential neighborhood in the intersection of Pompa and Alameda, South Alameda. The property is residential. The Eddy County Assessor's Office lists Emmanuel Hockes Jr. as owning or having an interest in the property, and he has an address in El Paso, Texas. The property appears to be two vacant lots, neither of which have been maintained. Code enforcement has been to the property, and it's a problem, and it's been a problem since November of 2021. There's dead grass and weeds throughout the parcel. There's trash and debris on the property and an old travel trailer that has been broken into. The property has been inspected by the city code enforcement officer and the fire marshal, and we have found that the property remains out of compliance with the applicable codes. The weeds remain on the property. The fire marshal found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution again has been prepared, which, if adopted, would require the owner to remove all weed and debris from the property within 30 days of the service of the resolution. On February 28, 2022, my office sent a letter to the owner, Emmanuel Hockes Jr., at the address of record, but no response has been forthcoming. And again, you have updated photographs from yesterday showing the current condition of the property.
Question or comment from Ms. Boyer?
Mayor, Denise, would they remove the trailer also? They did the weed and everything. Was that part of it?
Well, let me ask Mr. Patterson if he can address that, because anything with a title like a car or an RV or a camper trailer kind of is a little bit of a special.
No.
To answer your question, we will remove it if we can. Like Ms. Boyer said, anything with a title kind of can limit what you can do with it. But the fact that it has remained there unclaimed for some time, I think that we could declare it as junk and have it removed.
And I think we might have to see if it's got any kind of registration or plate or something on it, you know, also to do a due diligence.
When they go in and clean the property up, that could go also.
Awesome.
Further questions from Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Further questions from Ms. Boyer? The property was on the list I submitted last year, and I'm glad to see it's moving forward. I move for approval. We have a motion to approve.
Second.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Neemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walshire?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
That will move us to number 12, council committee reports. Does any council have any updates?
Mayor, the budget committee will be getting started with this year's budget preparation. March the 8th will begin the offices prospect. We will be meeting April the 8th for the outside agencies meeting, which is one of the key parts of our budget, but the budget committee will be very busy here for the next couple of weeks.
Anyone else? JJ?
Yes, Mayor. I'm at the Wayside Phone in Phoenix, Arizona right now. We're meeting with DOE regulators, we're meeting with our counterparts, as well as our community, anybody that's involved in nuclear waste, with disposal of processing it. They're all up here in Phoenix, Arizona. On this very, there's very good conferences on high-level waste storage, the interpretation of high-level waste. It's been very good conference, and of course, as always, it seems like we've always get product. We're a perfect example where we can store waste permanently in a safe manner, and most of the conferences I've been to the game, they always use this as a perfect example of how safe we are. Kudos to our community support and to our city council and mayor for the support that we need support with and the community, and we really appreciate that. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilor. Any further updates? If not, do we have anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Mr. Fletcher. You state your name for the record, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. Danny Fletcher, I'm community liaison for ELEA and HOTEC, so I wanted to give you a report about the latest legislation that just happened. We defeated both bills, or twin bills, in the Senate and the House. Our lobbying team managed to defeat both of them. We had a lot of people from Eddy County, some in this room right now, and making calls and letters to folks. In the House side, the lobbying team received a lot of help from the Republicans, and they got the speaker to table the bill, and so it didn't go to the floor in the House. Then on the Senate side, the lobbying team managed to get the bill that was sponsored by Jeff Steinberg tabled in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Both bills seemed to have a lot of legal issues that the sponsors couldn't reconcile, so that was the reason why in the Judiciary Committee. You may have heard that Senators Martin Heinrich and Ted Cruz of Texas are proposing federal legislation that would ban federal funding to store the spent fuel for both the HOTEC project in Lee County and the facility in Andrews, Texas. The HOTEC project, we're not too worried about that because it's less than 15% that they have in their budget for federal funding. So, but there's probably more to the bill than we know, so we're watching it, and I'll keep you informed as we know more about that bill. As far as the Nuclear Regulatory Commission licensing, we expect the decision in early summer. If everything holds to form, you may recall that from the draft environmental impact statement that the NRC staff recommended that the license be granted, so we'll find out hopefully early summer. Again, on behalf of Holtec and Alia, I want to thank you for letting me speak tonight, and thank you for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Anyone else? Not, we will move to number 13, adjournment, and I'll call on the council Lisa and Nadine Flores.
Can you make a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Romney.
Yes.
Thank you, Councilman Flores.